Every business faces challenges. Whether you need more space, a better location, or a little more curb appeal, a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, can help you find the right place to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. A lot of the discussion around Republican tax bills in the House and the Senate has focused on their differences, but that's left out where they overlap and where we're most likely to see changes to the U.S. tax code. Joining me now in our studio to talk about the major tax proposals that are most likely to pass in Washington is Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Saunders. Laura, let's start with standard deduction and personal exemption. There's certainly overlap there between the House and the Senate versions. How do the House versions and the Senate versions differ currently, and what compromise are we likely to see now that the House has approved its version of the bill?
Well, we don't know what the compromise is, but we know that there's a lot of similarity. In both cases, they would get rid of the personal exemption, which is about a $4,000 deduction you get for each member of a family, and they would double the standard deduction. And this means that the standard deduction would go up to about $12,000 per person or $24,000 per couple. And it also means that people wouldn't be breaking out their deductions and listing them on Schedule A for mortgage interest and charitable contributions and things like that. That would give the IRS a lot less work to do, and it would make your tax return easier to fill out, but you would be much less likelier to get a charitable contribution deduction.
We've also heard a lot about the repeal of the estate tax, and both bills would double the current exemption. Are the House and Senate bills completely aligned there?
No, they're not. The House bill would repeal the estate tax entirely as of about 2023 or 2024, but the Senate would not. But they both double the exemption, and so very few people in the United States owe estate tax now. The exemption currently is about $10 or $11 million per couple. It would go up to $22 million a couple. And only currently about 5,000 estates owe it. And in the future, if this change goes through, fewer than 2,000 would owe it. There's a lot of talk about the estate tax, but not many people pay it ever.
Laura, let's talk about the alternative minimum tax.
Oh, yes. Even Congress hates this tax. It's often called the dreaded alternative minimum tax. It's a parallel tax. It takes away all the deductions you get in the regular tax, and it's horrible. It's unpredictable. It costs money. It's dreadful. And even Congress has gotten sick of it. So both bills would repeal it, and good riddance.
I want to ask you about another unpopular part of the tax overhaul, that is repealing the deduction for state and local income and sales taxes. That's been heavily opposed by highly taxed states, including New York and New Jersey, but it's something that both bills currently call for. So is that pretty much a sure bet?
Well, it's as sure as many other things because it loses a lot of money to give the deductions. And so taking that deduction away would raise a lot of money they can do other things with, like lowering corporate taxes and things. Notice they both agree on getting rid of state and local income tax deductions. There's a difference over state and local property tax deductions because the House wants to allow a deduction for $10,000 of property taxes per return, whereas the Senate doesn't have that. It just would repeal everything. So we have to see what happens there.
I'm speaking with The Wall Street Journal's Laura Saunders about tax proposals likely to pass in Washington. And you're listening to Your Money Matters from The Wall Street Journal.
You've heard it a million times. Location, location, location. Well, that's because location's important, and it's the reason this ad, targeted at you, isn't located before a podcast about the history of ice dancing. If you own a business, you know the importance of location, which is why you need a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, a real estate expert who can help you find the perfect location to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
Welcome back, everybody. Laura, another big concern about the Republican tax overhaul is changes to existing retirement plans. What are we looking at in the House and the Senate? And more importantly, what changes are likely?
Well, there's good news there because we got very close to having a provision that would have restricted amounts of money people could have put into retirement plans. But those went away, I think, after an outcry of protest. So the main provisions are very small. And one would prevent a reversal of a Roth IRA conversion. Not many people do that. And the other one would mean that if you borrow money from your 401k plan, that you would have longer to pay it back. So those are not a problem.
Laura, people care a lot about the tax exemptions for their homes. What happens there?
Well, we don't really know because the House would restrict certain mortgage interest deductions and things like that, and the Senate would not. So we're not quite sure. But what we do know is that both restrict this provision that means that you get a $500,000 exemption on the profit if a couple sells a home and $250,000 if a single person does. But in the future, you'd have to live in the house for 5 of 8 years to get that exemption instead of 2 out of 5 years, which is current law. So people who would have a problem with that should try to sell before the end of the year.
And finally, let's talk about some of the smaller proposals in the House and Senate, including proposals on moving expenses and also donations for athletic seating. Can you tell me more about what those are all about?
Well, the moving expenses deductions would go, but they're very complicated and hard to get, so I think that's not such a big loss. However, college athletic fans will not be happy because many of them make large donations in order to have rights to purchase tickets for football games or basketball games, and those would no longer be counted as charitable contributions. So make your contribution now if you want to deduct it.
Some good advice. That's the Wall Street Journal's Laura Saunders joining me in our studio in New York. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli from the Wall Street Journal.
Is Alexa part of your life? Then make Your Money Matters part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.